This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. And I think the best way to set up this next story is just to say we're all going to get older, every single one of us. And when older people get sick and have to go to the hospital, once they're discharged, they're often back in the hospital within just a couple of weeks because the nursing homes that they're in can't treat them. One possible solution, as Gretchen Kuda-Crowen reports, is to change the way hospitals and nursing homes interact with each other and with their patients.
Thanks to advances in medicine, elderly patients now live much longer. But they're also much sicker, and skilled nursing facilities are often ill-equipped to handle patients in need of such high levels of care. David Rubin is chief of geriatrics at UCLA School of Medicine.
Once they're discharged from the hospital and go to either home or to a skilled nursing facility, that kind of level of attention, that kind of level of monitoring, that kind of level of immediate remediation just isn't possible.
The result is that growing numbers of medically fragile patients are sent by ambulance to local emergency rooms over and over again. That's frustrating for patients, and it's expensive, explains Brian White, president of Northwest Hospital in Baltimore. In an effort to reduce hospital readmissions, White prompted his hospital to bring the doctors to patients rather than the other way around.
We're looking at bringing our resources to the bedside rather than putting them in an ambulance, putting a patient in an ambulance, and sending them to a facility that supposedly has those resources.
Good morning, Ms. Tokowitz. How are you feeling today?
Doing, I think, a little better. Thank you.
Dr. Raymond Miller works for a group of Maryland physicians called Post-Acute Physician Partners, a group White helped launch in March of this year. Today, Miller is checking up on Dorothy Turkowitz. She's a patient at Levendale Geriatric Center in Baltimore, Maryland, where she's recovering after a hospital stay.
Have you been getting rehab and walking around?
Yes.
Feel a lot stronger than when you came in?
Yes, indeed.
Great.
Miller and his partners follow patients discharged from four Baltimore area hospitals to surrounding nursing facilities. They see patients daily with the goal of heading off problems before they become critical and land patients back in the hospital. In a pilot project with a single nursing home over the last year, hospital readmissions were reduced by about half, says White. And while he says the cost of running the group just breaks even, it adds up to huge savings for the hospital.
You're talking about tens of thousands of dollars for every patient you potentially can impact, times a lot of patients.
White hopes Baltimore will serve as a model for other hospitals to imitate. But not everyone is quite so certain that blurring the lines between hospital and nursing homes will be the panacea he hopes.
I'm Mary Tinetti, and I'm the chief of geriatrics at Yale New Haven Hospital and Medical School.
Tinetti worries reproducing the hospital setting in nursing homes to care for these patients is less efficient and potentially more costly. Instead, Tinetti argues the real problem is that patients often believe they're getting better when they aren't.
So I think having a more frank and open discussion with these patients might mean that the care that they would prefer would change from having these frequent hospitalizations to perhaps moving to palliative care or even hospice care sooner than currently.
Most experts agree that the model of care being attempted in Baltimore has the potential to reduce readmission rates and even save money. But some question whether those values are true measures of higher quality health care. Tinetti says the real measure of quality is whether a patient's care meets their goals, and that's much harder to quantify than the number of patients coming back to the hospital. I'm Gretchen Kuda-Crowen for Marketplace.